You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. That was The Octopus with the track Evil Is Real. All right, I think we're getting ready to get started. I think the band needs to stop so they can get started. Tell them we're ready. Let them know we're going. Okay. Hello. RJ, can you hear me?
No.
RJ. Can you hear me, RJ? Hey, Sam. Have him start playing. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, RJ Spangler and friends, for your listening pleasure. From the next hour.
Thank you. That was awesome, gentlemen. We're here with the R.J. Spangler Quintet, and it's great. You guys are really tight. You want to go ahead and play another one for us? What one would you like to play for us there?
I can't hear you from the studio.
Oh, I know. It's kind of hard there.
John has written a bunch of poems to go with these songs that we're playing today. The quintet today will be playing at the 110th anniversary of the Scarab Club on the 27th of September, just the Friday before that Sunday concert. And this exact group will be playing on that day over there. We just played Monk's Dream from the same live radio, folks. Live at 5, and it's live, baby.
That's the loose.
Well, you know, that's how it is in show business. And I'm happy to be here. I will introduce the guys as we go along. But right now, we're going to break it down to just a trio. There's five of us here. There's a quintet. But we're going to break it down to just a trio. And we're going to play a song called Ruby My Dear. And this one will feature on the baritone saxophone our good friend, Mr. Goody Weitch III. And also on guitar for the Matt LaRusso. And of course, always playing Jeff Cooney playing the acoustic bass. So, Matt.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk, of course, for those who are interested. He was a great pianist, composer, and influenced a whole lot of musicians. He's an important gentleman.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead and play, gentlemen.
Okay.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
No, something's...
Is this mic working?
Let's play, I Mean You. Just bring it in.
Okay.
Okay. So all that talking I did was for naught. So I should say
some
that.
Some of it was picked up on you.
Let's go.
One, two, a one, two, three.
All right, Sam.
Hey, yeah, go ahead and talk, RJ.
You can hear me now?
We can hear you now.
It's like talking on a cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Right on.
I got a brand new phone. I'm singing it every
day.
Can
you hear me,
okay.
RJ?
It's brand new headphones, maybe. But...
Oh, that's okay. Look, let's talk about what we just did. We played three songs in a row from Thelonious Monk. And the reason we're playing these songs by Thelonious Monk is because we're celebrating Monk on October the 1st at the Scarab Club as part of the Live at the Scarab Club series, which is underwritten by the Knight Foundation. And on that day, we will be performing many songs by Thelonious Monk, the great composer and pianist. And it will be his 100th birthday come this October. And we will have the poet, activist John Sinclair with us that day, reciting his homages to Thelonious Monk put to music with the Planet D Nanette. Okay, so that's at the Scarab Club, which is located on John R. and Farnsworth, right on a corner, right behind the Detroit Institute of Arts. We started with a song called Monk's Dream, and then we did Ruby My Dear. That was a trio feature. It was Goody Weitch III on the baritone saxophone, along with Matt LaRusso on guitar and Jeff Cooney on the bass. And we just did I Mean You. So that's three songs in a row from the really one of the most important figures in modern jazz, Thelonious Monk. And we're going to move on in a minute here, but I want to remind everybody that that's all for a concert on October 1st that we're going to be playing with the Planet D Nanette. I should say that this very quintet here, which is sort of a small group from the larger group, we'll be playing the 110th anniversary of the Scarab Club on October 27th at the Scarab Club. And it'll be the five of us here. I mentioned the trio that just played, the quintet being myself on drums and, of course, my longtime dear friend playing trombone and singing. That's Mr. John T-Bone Paxton. And so one other aspect I should mention, because like I said, this was underwritten by the Knight Foundation. And part of putting on these concerts is we have a workshop component to all these little performances. And our bassist, Jeff Cooney, has organized a workshop ensemble of students from Wayne State University to play Thelonious Monk compositions. And that ensemble, with some mentorship from John Paxton, will be playing also on the 27th. At the Scarab Club, again, the 110th anniversary of the Scarab Club. And they are giving us plenty of wonderful opportunities to make music, and we're happy to come here today to talk about it and to play these songs. Okay, so we're doing six concerts over a two-year period. The first concert, we celebrated Benny Moten with a full Planet D Nanette plus Matt on guitar back in May. And when this live aspect of the show is over, Sam's going to debut two songs from that concert that no one's ever heard before. Matter of fact, some of the guys in the band haven't even heard these recordings, and they're that fresh. Okay, so then that covers October 1. Now we're going to move into the next aspect of things, and that is a concert on November the 18th, again at the Scarab Club. And on that one, we're going to pay tribute to Mr. Louis Jordan. And I'll talk about him when we take a break after playing a song or two now by the master himself, Mr. Louis Jordan. Here's one of his great songs called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
Got a gal, she's always late every time we have a date, but I love her, yes I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to a gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. Now I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You still my baby, baby. I'll have my flame in your heart, doggone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby too? Thank you. Now is you is or is you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me down. You're still my baby, baby. Well, a woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Or is my baby still my baby true?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that. Sam, nice to be here with you. Scott, can I talk with you, or are the headphones, I guess, aren't still working here? So
they're still not working. Can you hear me?
I'll take the headphones off. Yeah,
can you hear them?
Kind of, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, let me.
No, don't worry about it. Just keep going, my friend.
Go ahead, keep playing. If you want to talk a little afterward, yeah. More.
Okay. Well. Then let's stick with. But I really like to give some background about Louis Jordan. Can I give you? Okay, I think I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, you know Louis Jordan. It was a seminal character in the history of this music. People who were influenced by him include B.B. King and Chuck Berry and Ray Charles, but also on the jazz side. Because he was a saxophone player and a singer, he influenced Ornette Coleman and Sonny Rollins. He was a great saxophone player and vocalist and songwriter. He came right out of Brinkley, Arkansas, right on the Mississippi River. His father and himself, they played with the Rabbit Foot Minstrels, which was a minstrel show that toured the South, entertaining African-American crowds. His dad was a music teacher. He taught brass and woodwind instruments, and of course his son mastered the woodwind instruments. And at a young age, he found himself in Harlem when it was really a hot time to be in Harlem. You know, it was the Harlem Renaissance was coming up, and it was great writers and poets and songwriters and painters. It was all opening up there in Harlem at that point. And he was there playing lead alto saxophone right there at the beginning of the swing era. With the Chick Webb Orchestra. They featured a famous girl singer. At that point, she wasn't famous. She was 16 or 15 when she joined the band. Her name was Ella Fitzgerald, and he went on to record a number of duets with Ella. And he left that group and struck out on his own. He got a record contract with the Decca label. That's like being on Columbia or something like that today. He was on Decca, and he had more hits in 1 year than Michael Jackson's ever had in 1 year. He in 1946 was a great year for him. He had like something like 8 or 9 hit records in 1 year alone. He was a king of the jukebox. You know, he had songs that were the background to American life for much of the country at that point. And he influenced rap music too, because he had lots of very funny songs with where he spit out lyrics at an unbelievable clip. But he also had songs, I should say, like the one we're going to do right about now, which is more poignant and a soulful kind of tune. And it's called Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. And we recorded this song on our upcoming CD, which will be out in a little bit. And again, we're going to be playing these Louis Jordan songs on the 18th of November at the Scarab Club. Yeah.
Don't let the sun get you crying. Crying at my front door. You don't daddy dirty. He sure don't love you no more. No, don't let the sun get you lying, lying across my back door. Daddy done turned salty, baby, you made him so. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement till a man comes and throws you in jail. But don't let the sun get you crying, crying at my front door. No, you done daddy dirty. Needs you don't love you no more. Thank you.
Soulful tune, isn't it?
Oh, that's very soulful.
Yeah, he wrote some wonderful songs. Thank you. John T-Bone Paxton, everybody, singing that song out there in radio land. Goody Weitch III playing the baritone saxophone. Matt LaRusso on the guitar. And, of course, Jeff Cooney on the acoustic bass. My name is R.J. Spangler, and we've been talking about Louis Jordan, who was a seminal influence. Many, many, many years ago, approximately four decades ago, Sam, you'll know what I'm talking about. I was walking down the street on the block I lived on. I had a bunch of musicians live at my house. We're just walking down the street, and a piano player. There's a lot of musicians on my street. Some of them are still out here today. Mickey Braden, the singer in the corner, she's on Broadway. She's doing great, recording the last couple James Carter CDs. Well, on the other direction, on the same block, there was a piano player. He was like a lounge guy. He played in, you know, saloons around town playing solo piano. And I walked by his house with my buddies, and we looked out, and he had all this trash out waiting for the trash man, and it was all these boxes of music. So we thought, we better take a look at this. So we looked in there, and we found a box of a manuscript paper of all Louis Jordan songs. And we said, well, let's take that one home and work on that. Now, we were kids. I mean, approximately 19 or 20 years old. And here we are. I didn't know who Louis Jordan was, you know. And we went home, we practiced up the song. And still to this day, we're doing some of the songs we learned out of that very book. And he had a profound influence upon T-Bone and I, and guys like James O'Donnell and Rick Steiger and Paul Carey and, you know, all of us guys that grew up together playing. And we're very happy to be able to share this music with these young musicians today that play like old professionals, because they have the souls of old men, apparently. The way they play just inspires me and all three of these young guys with John and I. It's a joy to make music with them at all times. We're going to do one more by Louis Jordan, and then we're going to see what else we want to play, because it'll be a mixed grab bag after that. We'll just pick some songs from the air and play them at that point. But here's one more from Louis Jordan. This one is called Knock Me a Kiss, and when we played it live on a gig, we always feature Goody Weitch on the baritone sax here.
I like cake, make no mistake. But baby, if you insist, I'll cut out cake just for your sake. Baby, come on, knock me a kiss. I like pine, I hope to die. Just get a load of this. When you get high, doggone the pine. Baby, come on, knock me a kiss. When you press your lips to mine, that's when I understood, oh baby, that tastes like candy, brandy and wine. Peaches, bananas, and everything good. I love jam and no flim flam. You can scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on, knock me a kiss. When you press your sweet little lips to mine, that's when I understood, oh baby, they taste like candy, brandy and wine, peaches, bananas, and everything good. I love jam and no flim flam. You can scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on, knock me a kiss. Knock me a kiss.
Hey, that was really awesome, RJ Spangler gang.
Well, thank you so much. The gang appreciates it. Louis Jordan, he's a seminal figure in the history of this music. And we're happy to celebrate what he did while he was here. You know, Louis, toward the end of his life, moved to New Orleans and lived there for a number of years and actually recorded down there, too. New Orleans has always been special to John and I. And I thought maybe we should, I think we have time for one more tune, maybe?
Oh, maybe two.
Okay. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. That's right.
8 minutes.
That's what my watch says, too, yeah. I was thinking about going to New Orleans. Here's another song from our next CD. This one's called Giacomo Finane. Danny Barker recorded this one. And Danny Barker was a great guitar player, a plectrist, really. He played the banjo. He was from New Orleans, and he moved to Harlem, just like everybody else back then. And he played guitar in the Cab Calloway Orchestra. And they went back to New Orleans after a long career in New York, where he recorded with all kinds of people, including Charlie Parker. And he came back to New Orleans, and he found that the brass band tradition that he grew up on was no longer there. It was dying off. So he started teaching at the Fairview Baptist Church in the basement, a bunch of young musicians. And these guys went on to be, well, Wynton and Branford Marcellus and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band in New Orleans all came out of those sessions in the basement. And now the brass band scene in New Orleans is more robust than ever, and it's really a happening thing. So Danny Barker was just a very influential guy that we like to talk about, too. He wrote a lot of hit records for his wife, Blue Lou Barker. She put the blue in blues. And this is a more bluesy number that we thought we'd do. It's got more of a raucous vibe to it, shall we say.
So here we go. One, two,
Giacomo Finale,
everybody.
Giacomo Finale,
everybody.
We're gonna shake them all down on Barney Brown Day. Giacomo Finale, Giacomo Finale,
everybody.
Giacomo Finale,
everybody.
We're gonna drink much wine. Mississippi's deep and wide.
Everybody.
It was a sad, sad day when the fool jumped in. Giacomo Finale. You better leave my wife alone.
Everybody.
You better leave my wife alone.
Everybody.
If I catch you while you been dead and gone. Giacomo Finale. We'll be right back. jumping out here.
Everybody.
Giacomo feet out here.
Everybody.
If you don't like what the big chief said.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to say again, folks, those of you out there listening, that's Mr. Jeff Cooney playing the acoustic bass over there, the string bass, the basso profondo. This is a beautiful cat. Over here, our plectrist is another wonderful musician, wonderful person, and I'm so happy to have both these guys with us today and really on most all of the gigs. If you come and see us, it's Mr. Matt LaRusso. Of course, really right, my right-hand man in many aspects of the Planet D, playing the baritone saxophone, and so happy to have him. It's Mr. Goody Weitch III, and my friend for about 40 years now, singing and playing the trombone, this old slush pump. That's Mr. John T-Bone Paxton, everybody. And we have a CD that's coming out. All these fellows in the room are on it. It's been coming out this fall on the East Lawn label. John and I and Jeff, we play most every Sunday at a place called Eddie V's up in Troy. We do kind of a background polite dinner jazz starting from 5 until 9 p.m. And we're there on occasional Thursdays as well. And we keep pretty busy playing music around town in general. And really, that's about all I came here to say. Remember the Live at the Scarab Club series, which is being underwritten by the Knight Foundation. We're very proud of that. And they've given us some wonderful opportunities. The dates are, again, October 1 with John Sinclair and the Planet Dinette, and November the 18th. And on the 1st of November, I mean, of October, we'll be playing the music of Thelonious Monk. And, of course, on the 18th, we'll be addressing the music of Lewis Jordan. And we'll have three more concerts again next year from the same Knight Foundation grant. And it's really giving us some wonderful opportunities. And, of course, I should say, remember the 27th, we're at the Scarab Club again, where we're celebrating 110 years of the Scarab Club existing. John, what did you want to say? Just to say it. Just holler it out. You got a microphone?
29th, I think it was.
Is it the 29th? Yeah, the 27th is, yeah. So, I'm sorry. You're right. It is the 29th. I stand corrected, and I thank you for correcting me, John. You have a microphone. You can just join in the conversation, you know? Anyway, yeah, the 29th. It's the Friday before the first of the month of October. So we're playing it Friday with this group and Jeff's student ensemble, which I'm quite sure is going to be pretty impressive. And then, so they'll play a set and we'll play a couple sets, and there'll be a string quartet before us. It's going to be quite an event on the 29th, as John so beautifully corrected me on. Thank you, brother. And then on the 1st, we'll be doing a concert in the afternoon with John Sinclair at the Scarab Club. And really, that's all I came here to say today. I wanted to play those three songs by Thelonious Monk, the three songs by Lewis Jordan. Then we ended with a little bit of New Orleans nuttiness from Danny Barker, and I can talk about these guys for a long time, as you may have noticed.
Okay.
Yes, I loquaciousness is one of my faults, possibly. But Scott, I thank you for inviting us here. Sam, you've been a wonderful host, and WHFR, they always had a wonderful relationship with this station.